Take a break. When we come back, let's talk beer. Stick around. Jason joins me now. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey there. How you doing?
Oh, that's a pretty cool sounding trailer. Now I want to hit the bar now.
Yeah, I've had a lot of feedback that it makes people kind of thirsty. And that's, that's all right.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad thing. How did you get into making this film?
Well, actually, I heard about a competition that TELUS was putting on. It was a filmmaking competition to make films for their TELUS Optic Community Television platform. And it was based on crowd voting, so people had to kind of tell you what they wanted to see. The filmmakers could put their pitch together. And I went out for a couple pints with some friends to think about an idea to pitch, and, you know, I was looking down at the glass, and I realized there's an awesome story right here to tell. So that's kind of the genesis of where it came from.
The light bulb went on over your head.
It did, and it turns out that a lot of people were interested in hearing a bit more about craft beer. So the votes came through, and I got the grant.
70 breweries in B.C. Man, that's a lot. I don't think people realize how big that is.
No, I mean, the premiere last night at the B.C. business event called the Business of Craft Beer went on from, I think, 2 till 6 p.m., or the event, and a brewery opened down the street while we were at the event. So the pace is kind of alarming sometimes.
Yeah, amazing. And then 20 more opening up?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to entirely get the numbers. Some people don't really unveil their plans until almost the last minute. Others are giving you a really good sort of look at the process for 6 or 12 months before they open. So it's difficult to really know how many are coming, but that was our best estimate.
The merrier.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bring it on. I mean, you know, let's make beer here in BC. What kind of beers are being brewed in British Columbia right now? I guess every kind.
Every kind. It's a really big range. You know, I think IPAs and stuff have become really the mainstay of every brewery's got to put one out. But you're starting to see all sorts of unusual and interesting styles being brought out. Down at the Lonsdale Quay, Greenleaf Brewery did this burning rock beer where they heated up some rocks and boiled the mash with it. And there's a video you can see. We used some footage in the documentary. Just really trying some different stuff. And then you get to go taste it and see what you think, which is the best part.
Find out about what were some of the things you learned trying to make this making this film.
Well, I mean, some of the early research showed where sort of Portland and Seattle were at, and they're way ahead of us in terms of domestic consumption of craft beer. And it kind of shows that the ceiling is way up there. Some of the speakers at the event yesterday were saying that they were tapped out in capacity about 8 months after opening, and they just can't keep ahead of the demand. So, you know, some of them are looking at bigger spaces. Some are trying to expand already. I mean, they had three-year, four-year development plans that they're executing 6, 12 months out. So
when you compare to Seattle and Portland, I think that's interesting. Are you saying, what, they drink more craft beer, like locally brewed beer, in those cities than we do here?
They do, by a long shot. By a sizable margin. I think the speaker from Nakasi Brewing in Portland yesterday said that they've hit 50% of the market is craft consumption in Portland.
Wow.
And that is just wonderful. It's a good sign. And we're at about 18%, as best as I understand. So, you know, we definitely have room for growth.
Most people are still, what, drinking their Kokanee or their...
Absolutely.
Their big label, big brand beers.
Yeah, the macro beer that they're used to. And, you know, a lot of people are still getting turned on to craft beer for the first time right now. I mean, they're walking across tasting rooms and realizing, hey, I can just walk in and maybe I should, you know, check this out. Everyone's drinking these little taster flights. It's not intimidating. It's really accessible. And I think what I tried to show in the film is that the community is completely open. If you want to walk into a brewery and talk to the guy brewing beer or even come back and watch him, they're probably likely to let you in and, you know, maybe even pull a sack of grain and drop it in with them. I mean, they're completely accessible, really fun people to work with.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that you've approached it kind of from a business perspective, because if you take a look at the consumption of craft beer, like as you mentioned in Vancouver, what do you say it was only 18%?
That's right.
That's surprising. I thought it would be a little higher given all the breweries we got going on here. I mean, if we have 70 breweries and 20 more coming on, I don't know, are we going to get like a craft beer bubble there? Can all these breweries survive?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was actually a big discussion at the BC business event yesterday about the business aspect of it. You know, a bubble is really, I guess, how you look at it. And the thing about all the breweries that in the community of the craft brewers is that they're working together to build market share collectively. And people don't really have brand loyalty in craft beer. They want to try a bunch of different stuff, and I think we show that in the film. You know, a lot of the tasting rooms now are close enough that you can walk from one to the next, and you shouldn't stop at just one. You know, you're not getting the full experience. So I definitely wanted to look at the idea that people are working together. It's wonderful that, I mean, they're collaborative to the point that they brew beers together. If somebody runs out of one type of grain or hops, they can borrow from their neighbors. And they are working together to sort of get everyone to understand that this scene is here and this opportunity is here, and, you know, get out and taste it. And once you kind of go in and find a beer that you like, your chances of sticking to your old sort of mainstay beers starts to diminish for sure.
Where do people go to try these beers? I mean, are a lot of these beers available in beer stores, or you got to go to the pub to try them?
No, you can definitely. I mean, as the breweries get bigger, or those that started a little larger, they have bottling programs, and they're in those bombers, these sort of 650-mil bottles, and you'll find those all over the place, from the specialties to the government liquor stores. The smaller batch producers, I mean, definitely, if you can get to their tasting room, you're going to be able to try some beers that just aren't available anywhere else. You know, they're brewed in maybe 1,200 liters at a time or whatever, and they can't certainly send that all around the province. But, you know, there's so much action in Victoria. I think that was a big hotbed maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and a lot of beers like Fat Tug from Driftwood, you'll see now all over the place in pubs and on tap. But it's kind of fun to, I mean, part of the Easter egg hunt is finding beers that you haven't had a chance to try yet and that are hard to come across and they're just getting into the market. So Tofino beer on draft or Persephone from the Sunshine Coast, you can find them. You just kind of have to hunt around for them.
You have to do a lot of research for this film in terms of, you know, you had to do a lot of tasting, right? It's kind of part of the job.
It's where most of the budget had to go, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, it's a hard job some days. But, people were wonderful to work with, and I don't think I even had to pay for much of it, to be honest.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got a lot of friends involved, too, and a lot of people to come out with me and meet me and go around and try things out. And, you know, there was I had a whole crowd of people at my house for over on Easter, and pulled out a growler, and I think half the crowd had never seen a growler, and that was from 33 Acres. And I said, well, I've got a beer here, and, you know, it's fresh, and it's got to be consumed quickly, so who's up? And I think three different people that day tried craft beer for the first time. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we'll do, Jeremy. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Jeremy Dyson. He's a filmmaker, creator of the documentary film Brew Love. Now, let's get some phone calls going here before the end of the show. Now, if you're into craft beer in British Columbia, maybe you've tried a beer, you want to share your secret knowledge of the craft beer industry here in BC, you have a beer you want to recommend, I'm open to your recommendations. Phone me up. Tell me what's your favorite craft beer. 604-280-9898 is the number to call. 604-280-9898. Toll-free all around BC, 1-877-399-9898, star 9898 on your cell. Your call's next. All right, welcome back. Jeremy Dyson is here. He's a filmmaker, creator of the documentary film Brew Love. Taking your calls on craft beer, 604-280-9898. Hey, Jeremy, the producer of the show, Chad, just talking to him off air, and he was explaining to me that a growler... Like when you said before the break you pulled out a growler, I thought growler meant like a brand name of a kind of a beer. But no, a growler, can you explain to me? That's like a big jug of beer, right?
Yeah, it's almost like a pitcher to go. I think it's 1.89 liters, and they do make, I think, a 1 liter size. And all the smaller tasting rooms and stuff that are around town, you can go in, you can buy their branded growlers, you can bring your own, you can have a collection, I guess, and you can show up, and they'll... You know, you try a flight of beer and you find the one you like, and then you take a pitcher to go. So
you get them to fill up your growler for you.
They give you a growler fill and away you go. And a lot of them will send it out on Twitter or whatever on the day of what's going on, because there's usually a new beer coming on and another one coming off. It's a wonderful thing to take to a dinner party or just have in the fridge when you get friends over. And I think it's going to really help with introducing people and getting that 18% a little higher, introducing, you know, your friends to something they haven't tried before.
Okay, is that also perhaps a cost-effective way to buy your beer? Because you're buying in bulk, right?
You are, yeah. I think it usually works out to about $12. And it's not bad, but you do have to realize that craft beer costs a little more. It's brewed in smaller batches, and the ingredients are great. So
right,
it's worth it.
Okay, let's go to some calls in the open line. Hi, Jacqueline.
Oh, hi there.
Hi.
I just want to say that we really enjoy a lot of local craft beers, and the way that we get to know them is we go to the Vancouver Craft Beer Festival every year. A couple years ago we went, we found Parallel 49, which is now pretty popular, and they're fantastic. And last year we went and found Four Winds from Delta, and they're fantastic, really good beers.
Okay, when is that festival held?
It's on right now, the week, but the festival is on the Friday, June 7th, and Friday, June 6th, and Saturday, June 7th for a couple of hours. You can get your tickets online at VancouverCraftBeerWeek.com. I'm not affiliated. I just happen to know.
Oh, yeah, really? Come on.
No, really?
You're their PR person or something.
No, I'm just
kidding you.
But no, it's really good. It's a great way to go. There's like 70-odd beers, and it's pretty cheap, and you can just go around and try. And like some of the big guys are there, like Granville Island and, big for the local scene. But there's some really great small ones, and it's just a great way to kind of check out some different beers.
And it's like multiple locations you go around to?
They have it at different locations. This year it's at the Olympic Village, I think, so I don't know how they're going to set it up. But usually it's like a bunch of tents, and you just go and you get a little tasting cup, and you pay $1.25, and they fill it up. And it's a really great chance to talk to the brewers and learn more about what they're doing and where they're located, if you can go to their tasting room.
Okay, Jeremy, do you usually check that out?
Definitely. I check. Yeah. The BC Business event yesterday had about 10 or 11 different breweries pouring. And beers that, some that you do find around town, some that are a little more obscure. I mean, Four Winds was there, which was great. And they have some fairly mainstream beers that you can access all around, but definitely smaller producers. And I think I started when I was doing the documentary. I started at the BC Beer Awards, and they must have had goodness 60 or 70 tables set up. And it's definitely some people coming from all over the province. And you get to try a whole bunch of different stuff. It's a little hard in that kind of environment for me to really remember what I like, but it's definitely a good experience.
Let's go to Chris on the open line. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I was down in Oregon 5 years ago, and I've been there a couple times since, and that's when I really first got into the craft beers. And but there's quite a few great beers, but my favorite is probably Pyramid out of Seattle, the apricot ale. That's fantastic, and I get it on tap regularly at the Billy Miner Pub in Maple Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many good beers, like you say, in the 49th Parallel, and Russell's one of my favorites. And that's a local one as well in Surrey. So, I mean, there's so many good beers, and that's all I ever drink now. And my friends are still drinking Budweiser and Canadian, and I'm drinking the craft beers.
Yeah, Jeremy, maybe you go craft and you don't go back, huh?
I think that's definitely the case. I mean, for some, it depends, I guess, how your first experience goes, probably like a lot of things. If you're not sort of intimidated by it, but if you don't think that people are pretentious because they're ordering craft beer and you just think, I'm going to come at this with an open mind and give it a try, It definitely kind of opens your eyes to possibilities. And it's not like I like every craft beer I try, but the importance is just kind of playing the field and seeing what works for you.
Okay, where can people see your film?
Well, it's Telus Optics subscribers are supposed to be able to see it today. I haven't been able to find it myself, and I have a platform. But within 2 weeks, it's going to be on the Telus website. And if you, I get the easiest way to keep track would be to go to the Brewlove movie Facebook page, and I will put a link up there as soon as it's available.
Sounds great, Jeremy. Congratulations on your success there with the film.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for coming on. That is Jeremy Dyson. He's the creator of Brew Love. That's a documentary film on the booming craft beer sector in British Columbia. Now I'm really, really thirsty.